What sort of challenge does this quarterback present for you guys?
You know, it's a challenge every week, especially when you don't know what the quarterback's going to do. You don't know the type of player he is. You just got to go off what you seen last game. But at the end of the day, they have great weapons all around him. So you have good receivers. You have a good O-line, good back. So at the end of the day, you're just going to have to be on top of your game and expect anything with him. You know, he might be out there. He might have great accuracy. So we just got to play tight coverage, keep competing like we always do, and make plays.
Yeah, you brought it up just a moment ago. How much do those weapons around him help out whoever's playing quarterback, but especially a guy like Connor Cook?
It helps out a lot. You know, I'm not taking anything away from Carr. He's a great quarterback, and you've seen that all year. And when you have, you know, two receivers like Crabtree and Cooper and even Roberts, and then you have running backs and the O-line that's going to protect, you know, you just have to play good defense, you know, every play. And that's one thing that we got to capitalize on as far as the previous game we played them. You know, we had good momentum, but certain plays kind of hurt us, and we just got to learn from them. Grateful for another opportunity to play against them, but we already know they're going to bring their best, and we plan on bringing our best too.
What were some of the things you guys did well against them through those first three quarters?
You know, just, you know, putting pressure on them, stopping the run, playing good in the back end, making plays, creating turnovers, you know, just getting them behind early. That was the main thing, just getting three and out. So like I said, it's tough when you got an offense like that who's going to put up points with all those weapons. And, you know, we have a great defense, but it's going to be a good battle, and we're looking forward to it.
There are a lot of obvious answers to this question. It's kind of a dumb question, but what are the differences playing at NRG Stadium in the afternoon versus where you guys played them last time?
The altitude, it was really high in Mexico, so you got tired easier. But as far as, like, the fans and everything, I think it's going to be the same atmosphere this weekend. I mean, yeah, this weekend, since, you know, it's a playoff game, only game out there, everything counts, you know. So we're excited for that. The crowd going to be behind us this time, you know, because it's in Houston. So we expect for the crowd to get loud as usual. Defense going to do a good job of getting them involved. So we're excited for it.